T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tuesday, and at 4 p.m., we will be able to finally stop talking about Le'Veon Bell, maybe at least for a couple months, until he becomes probably the most high-profile free agent during the 2019 free agent period. My understanding is the Steelers, first of all, have had no conversations with Le'Veon Bell, with his agents, but they are absolutely not expecting him to walk in the door before 4 p.m. and play for them. And there is a pretty good reason why. Remember, Le'Veon Bell showed up in Pittsburgh probably planning on showing up, just thinking that he needed to play this year to qualify for the third franchise tag, the $25 million quarterback tag. And then he finds out that he actually does not need to play to qualify for that tag. And the reason that's important is the Steelers are not going to use it. They're not going to give him a $25 million tag, so he would be a free agent. He's going to be a free agent anyway. It is looking less and less likely that Le'Veon Bell plays for Pittsburgh. However, they do have James Conner, who seems to be progressing well in the NFL's concussion protocol.
And that's what's on tap. Le'Veon Bell, 26 hours away from becoming a free man. And it's brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Neil Huntington at 3 o'clock with us. And the final countdown for Bell's arrival, or a decision on Bell. That was Ian Rappaport on NFL Network just about a half hour ago, saying no conversations over the weekend. That was something Art Rooney II thought would happen. It did not. So we're dealing with a cone of silence from Bell's camp. And Rappaport, information he's getting, he works for the NFL. The NFL Network is partially owned by the Steelers. The information he's getting is that the Steelers absolutely do not think Bell will show up tomorrow at 4. Chris, that bit of information, would you classify that as good news or bad news? Bell's change of heart comes up here. Now it looks increasingly like he's not going to sign. Is this good news for the Steelers and their fans, or bad news?
Assuming that it's not the usual everybody ends up being wrong situation, which has happened countless times with countless reports throughout this saga, because I'm still not giving up on the idea or selling out on the idea that he's
right. You know, but if this is the final resolution, is this good news or bad news?
I won't beat around the bush. It's bad news. It's unequivocally bad news. You know why? Because you look at James Conner, and obviously he's made a believer out of the people like me, the skeptics out there, right? When it comes to performance, you were on board with Conner a lot earlier, and now I'm fully on board that he can handle the load and he could be a great, great player as long as he's healthy. But that's the thing. The question about Conner now is the same question that needs to be applied to any great running back. Todd Gurley on a contending team, right? Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, guys that are producing for teams that are in contention. What happens if he gets hurt? It's a flattering thing for Conner that he's become that good, that he's been so obviously standout, that that's the question we ask now, and it has nothing really to do with him, right? You tear up your knee, or you sprain your knee. That's nothing you can really control. It's not a wear and tear injury. But the question now becomes, if Bell doesn't show, what next? If Bell had shown up or was planning on showing up and all the reports were suggesting he's going to be here before 4 o'clock tomorrow, do you know what the what next would ultimately be? It would be an all-pro caliber running back coming in to replace the guy that's playing at an all-pro level. Now, it's Jalen Samuels and Steven Ridley if James Conner can't go all 16-plus games of whatever this season brings. So that's why it's a bad thing. Steven Ridley ain't Le'Veon Bell. I'm higher on Jalen Samuels very early on than most. He ain't Le'Veon Bell. This is a bad thing. And for everybody that said, that went from, wait, why isn't Le'Veon here, to, you know what, stay away, we don't need you, it looks like Le'Veon Bell is going to put your resolve with that opinion to the test. Let's see how you feel about this if, God forbid, something happens where James Conner has to miss any significant amount of time. We'll see how bad you're, or how glad you are that Le'Veon Bell stayed away like you wanted him to. Period.
But don't most teams fly without a parachute or a safety net when it comes to great players? If Tom Brady gets injured, not this weekend because they're off, but the game after that, and Brian Hoyer has to come in, The Patriots season is over. Most teams with a great player do not have a backup ready to go who can give you that level of production.
Can I offer you why I'm saying what I'm saying then?
Go ahead.
The Steelers were one of the few teams in a spot where they looked like they were going to be able to have that, and fans actively said, no, we don't want that. Many people who called to this show, whether they got through or not, we can see in our little call box, said, stay away, Le'Veon.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're right. Todd Gurley, they're flying without a parachute. Jared, that whole team out there. The Chiefs are with Mahomes and with Kareem Hunt, with all those guys. I mean, you're right. That's the reality. The Steelers were the rare team in position at a very important position to actually have a viable insurance policy. And the fact that people seemingly wanted them to say, screw that, we don't need that. Well, now your resolve might be tested if it comes to that point. I'm not even saying like a catastrophic injury for Connor. I'm talking about if he sprains a knee and he's out 2 weeks at a bad time in the season. Now we'll see how badly you wanted Le'Veon Bell to stay away. This is a very bad thing. Very bad.
You have, in the short amount of time we've been on the air here, you have, as you said it unequivocally, you have unequivocally shot down the idea that Bell would come back here and A, be a model citizen, and B, would come here and would be ready to give the Steelers a winning performance. That he is equipped or ready or in any position to provide production for them. And also, you seem to have shot down the notion that Bell would serve as some kind of destructive force or distraction for them, which I think that's being naive to think that he wouldn't possibly have that kind of effect on them. Saying the reward like blows away the risk. And I don't think that that's true. I think that less can be more at running back for them. That you don't want, when you've won five in a row and your team is trending up and looking the best it's looked all year, do you want to welcome in somebody who is disliked by a strong percentage of players in that locker room? Is that really the kind of addition you want to make? Where the quarterback has strong negative feelings about the player. The offensive line has popped off repeatedly. The coach has called the guy a hostage. Is that what you want?
They would want him.
No. How do you know that? What makes you say that?
There's a big if. If Connor got hurt, they'd all want him. But then the anger would pivot to, he's not here to help save our asses. That's why they'd be mad at him. I know what you're saying. Like, yes, everything you're saying there is true. Still, though. This is a 100% injury rate league. James Conner has been, capital PH, phenomenal. Okay? He's been incredible. He has wildly surpassed my expectations. But if he gets hurt, everything you just said, I feel, gets nullified by the fact that then, if he's out for a couple of weeks, your season might be in the hands of Jalen Samuels.
Okay, so I want to just make sure I have you here. I'm going to put it very black and white. If Bell reported tomorrow, you would increase the likelihood of the Steelers getting to the Super Bowl. Without Bell, you are at least dropping them or decreasing the possibility of them going to the Super Bowl because now they don't have a safety net.
Correct. Like the tightrope that they're walking is now it didn't have to be. I mean, it was always up to Bell. The tightrope that they walk now is a little bit narrower. If at 401, he is not a member of the Steelers. He has not signed that tender. They are in the same boat everybody else is in. Yes, you point that out correctly. If Tom Brady goes out in this coming week, you know, whatever.
Curtains.
And he tears up his knee, you can just dust off the old hands of the New England Patriots because they're going to suck with Brian Hoyer. Okay? Like, if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt too, separates a shoulder, can't throw, dust them off. The Steelers were one of the few teams that if this had gone differently or if Bell were to show up, would say if James Conner, our all-pro level running back, gets hurt, oh, wait, we have another guy that actually Conner was the understudy for. If Bell doesn't show, then you can do this to the Steelers. They're done too. Wash your hands of them and give the Chargers the AFC at that point in my catastrophic hypothetical. Like, I just think, here's my problem. I think there are a lot of people out there, and this is a dynamic that I have a hard time with people kind of putting forth, who wanted Le'Veon Bell to stay away once they got angry enough at him, and now are mad at him because the reports have suggested he isn't going to report to the team. How do you reconcile both of those feelings? I don't want this man to show. He makes me mad. Now he has made me mad because I've found out he likely won't show. Isn't he giving you what you want if you're a Steelers fan that was so adamant that this team's better off without him? Sounds like he is. They should give him a Super Bowl ring if they win the whole thing without him. Because he stayed away.
I'll try to answer that. I don't think fans, because of how much passion and emotion and time we put into this, how much we care, when they see an athlete making a cold business decision and it shows that he cares really all about himself and not at all about the team, that person gets labeled persona non grata. And that's why, even though people during the course of this have come to dislike Bell, like him ultimately saying no and shooting down $14.5 million, it's that kind of, in the minds of fans, ignorance that gets him so much, that gets him so reviled here. And I think, you know, we don't see eye to eye on this. I think that tomorrow at 4 o'clock, when he doesn't show up, at 4:01, people in their offices, in their cars, on Twitter, on Facebook, in text form with their friends, will celebrate Bell not showing up. I think that it is going to be a day of celebration for Steelers fans. Like, when they heard the news this weekend, if they were paying attention, that Bell was unlikely to show up, I think fans got excited.
We'll see how that, and I don't want this to happen. I'm sure this will be twisted by people calling in to suggest that I'm hoping this happens. Obviously not. If, in fact, they lose Connor for a couple of weeks, although his time in the concussion protocol, that looks like a minor issue at right now. But if Connor just tweaks a knee or an ankle, the kind of things that happen all the bleeping time in the NFL, and Bell ain't here, we'll see how you feel about it.
I think fans would I'll tell you what I would say
about
that.
You have
to
play New England here and go and play New Orleans?
If you're without Connor for a couple of weeks, you still have the great offensive line, you still have Ben, you still have great receivers, and you've got a defense that has shown signs of life in the last month.
Well, that's what
people will fall back on.
Okay, well, we'll see how good that line is, because we've seen that Bell can run behind it. We've now seen that Connor, who's better than anybody ever thought he would be, can run behind it. Maybe that line is all that in a bag of chips. Maybe Jalen Samuels and Stephen Ridley can start ripping off 150 yards from scrimmage per game behind that line. We'll see. You're about to get your wish if you didn't want this guy to show.
Craig, do you think this is good news or bad news?
I actually, as much as I am anti Le'Veon Bell, would like for him to show up for the insurance.
I'm stunned at your honesty, but I think if most fans were hit with
it hurts to say that. I don't want him here.
Really? Why is it so painful to say that?
Because I don't want him to be on this team.
Because it's an acknowledgement of how good he is and how meager what's left is if it's Samuels and Ridley.
It's more about what's meager about the backups for me.
Do you really think if you're a Steelers fan, you're going to strike gold again? People didn't think that James Conner was going to do what he did when he had to take over full time. He has. So say he gets hurt. You think Jalen Samuels comes in and produces at that level? Boy, you're really riding the lightning there.
I'm with you, man, on that point. I discount what kind of mood he'll be in, how he would have behaved, and how willing he would have been to give it everything he's got. And that's why I'll take my chances with Connor. I don't think it's great news, but I didn't want the distraction. So I am going to say it's good news that he's staying away. How about you, Pittsburgh? You heard some honesty from Craig Riley, who has dogged Le'Veon Bell, saying he wanted the insurance. Chris says unequivocally, it's bad news that Bell isn't showing up tomorrow. What do you think? News over the weekend that Bell isn't going to report tomorrow. Is this good news for the Steelers or bad news? Better off without him? Or do they need him as insurance?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.